Thank you. I am Miyako Maekita. Thank you for the invitation. I am a creative director, a copywriter of advertising phrases, and so I have moved into the area of peace advertisement. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about what I am thinking about peace advertisement. By way of introduction, this is the candle night of 1 million. This is an environmental activity, citizens' movement, where we can attract the largest number of participants in Japan. So motivation, a diversity, and sense of unity is the key word. From 8 o'clock to 10 p.m. during the summer solstice, we get together, and all over the world at the same timing, either at the longest summer or the longest winter day, for 2 hours in the evening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. during the winter or the summer solstices, we switch off the light. Different people come together just to think only about our Earth. We want to demonstrate that we are caring about the future world. It's not only power saving or energy saving, but it's a strong message that a light place becomes dark all at once. It is almost like a game, but it is a serious demonstration. 6 million or 7 million Japanese do participate in this event. Globally, there are increasing persons gathering. Earth Hour is the English name. We call on people. We want more people to participate. And we are happy that there are increasing number of participants. Now, Food Mileage is another campaign. A large amount of energy is required to distribute and transport food. In Japan, we have a very low food sufficiency ratio. Only 30 or 40% of our food is produced within our country. Otherwise, we depend on import, which means oil, electricity, a lot of energy is required. Someone is producing that energy and food, and by calculating all the energy, we can look at what we are spending, and that is what we mean by food mileage. And we have created a new unit called POCO to count the amount of CO2 emissions in order to carry and transport our food. Visualization is important, and this is a top page to explain. So the eels become an aeroplane, asparagus converts into aeroplane. Can you understand why these vegetables are described in airplanes? If I try to explain, eels that we eat in Japan, it has to be cooked fresh. Eels have to be transported live for us to enjoy the food, but it's too expensive to culture in Japan. So they are cultured, they are aquacultured overseas, and then they are air carried from Taiwan, for example, which means a lot of petroleum is used to transport, which means it is a very expensive in terms of food mileage. Asparagus also expensive because they are air transported. That is what we mean. And you can see a tin ship. Wheat is imported in our country, and you can see a pasta shown in vessels. Durum semolina from Italy, and wheat is imported from USA. Mr. Ito earlier said, he spoke about media literacy in terms of journalism. I am creating advertisement phrases, so it's fake or fiction, so to say. It is a synthesized phrase, but we are trying to demonstrate the concepts and ideas to the audience. So from that perspective, how can we build peace? I'm sorry that there is no English slide, but from environmental activities, energy saving, saving water, forestry conservation, wood product, housing, transportation, distribution, food mileage, power generation. These are the keywords related to environmental protection. So these are the 12 categories of environmental protection according to my categories. And then you can see NGO partnership, G8, Agenda 21, organic farming, public works project reform, fair trade, ODA, international contribution, lack of water, desertification, deforestation, SSR, security sector reform. That's what it stands for, which means peace building. So including all of this, I believe, is related to environmental protection. In order to protect the environment, all of these are the keywords. Communication has lots of possibilities. Just as Mr. Ito mentioned, sometimes you can instigate fear, you can instigate hatred, or you can expose what was hidden, or you can communicate love and respect, you can unwind a miscommunication, a misunderstanding, you can promote reconciliation, you could eliminate hatred, you can alleviate fear, you can offer courage, you can learn about being free from fear, information and knowledge can be disseminated. Now, what about communication to suppress and avoid war, to promote sympathy, to call for rational way of thinking, or disseminate information, or activate humanity or sense of ethics? You can call for sense of humanity or ethical sense. And I think there is a lot of possibility, and this is one example. This is someone whom I met during my trip. This is one single guerrilla in Bougainvillea. This is James Adanis from Papua New Guinea. This is Bougainvillea. Bougainvillea has become independent, or trying to become independent, from PNG. And this is one single guerrilla. This is endowed with abundant natural resources, mineral resources. And fortunate or unfortunate, a foreign multinational came to extract those mineral resources, but no benefit is returned to the islanders. All the money is taken by the PNG. And now the islanders are fighting for independence. Rio Tinto Zinc, that is the extracting company, but they were infighting rather than fighting against Rio Tinto Zinc. And this Danith boy is a guerrilla fighter on one of the side. However, seeing all the people dying, he thought he does not want to be killed. He doesn't want to die. And then he started to think, why? Why are there infighting on a tiny island when both groups are hoping to become independent? He started to ask himself why they are fighting amongst themselves when they share a common goal. There is very low literacy, and few people were literate, and Tanis was not literate either. But as he studied and he started to begin reading, then he learned English, he started to access the internet. As he learned and studied, he found out that Rio Tinto Zinc is instigating hatred on both sides of the civil war. He became aware that the war has to be stopped, so he went through three steps. Number one, together with a friend guerrilla, he found the opponent, and normally you shoot, but he tried not to really hit when he shot. So the opponent will be surprised. Is he a poor shooter? They would start thinking. And secondly, he threw out flyers with the message, "We love you." So with a brochure written, "I love you," he tried to communicate to the opponent members. And step three, when you meet the opponent and when the opponent tries to shoot, then tennis would smile and wave and run away. So the opponent started to think something is funny and queer here. And one day, eventually, a tennis disarmed themselves and they declared that we are not going to fight. They returned all the weapons to the general, the commander, and said, no, we are not going to fight. If you want to fight, you go alone, commander, they said. And then the commander said, no, we can't be independent if we don't fight. Then Tani said, I can negotiate with the government. I will negotiate with the PNG government. That was not his original plan, that he would try to negotiate with the PNG government. But when someone was asked to go negotiate with the government, no one volunteered. So Tani said, okay, I am not a general, I am not a commander, I am just only one little boy, and even if I am killed, there is a little loss, so I can go and negotiate, and I don't mind being getting killed. That was what Tani thought, and he volunteered to negotiate. Now, what can we learn from this? Humor alleviates belligerency. Even if you are an opponent or an enemy, you can't shoot someone who is smiling and waving to you. I mean, they were islanders on one little same island, but the opponent lost the sense of fighting. And a humor that stimulates humanity is effective. When you seriously feel that you don't want to die, that stimulates learning. A little boy who was illiterate learns, and he even learns a foreign language, English. And as we interviewed him, we could not believe that he was illiterate until a couple of years ago. And it was self-studying. And through self-studying, he educated himself, he taught himself, and through his self-learning, he influenced the entire island. He eliminated violence off the island. Self-studying stopped a war. He tried to be charming despite his suffering. In fact, he's so sweet when he smiles. When he's not smiling, he looks frightening. But when you start talking with him, he starts to smile, and then he's really sweet. And that smile partly stopped the war. I really thought so. When I tell about this episode, people think, you know, that island is peaceful anyway. Or some people say that some war are sweet like that. Many people underestimate the miracle of this event. Yes, the island is small, but the fact is, one little guerrilla boy tried to start stopping the war. That spread throughout his camp, and then that spilled over to the other camp, and it really eventually stopped the war on the island. Now, what are the causes of war? Yesterday, I was listening to the expert speakers, and I was thinking a lot. Human rights, discrimination, desertification, environmental destruction, lack of food, lack of information, lack of water, deforestation, monopoly of rights, drugs, narcotics, globalization, lack of consensus, lack of accountability, high unemployment, lots of dissatisfaction. These could be the cause of war. Now, what are effective communications to suppress war? If you think backwards, aid. You can show that we want to help, we want to give aid, we are interested in your sufferings. Those communications can call for courage, we can show sympathy. So you ask what the need is, you can ask what they are asking for, you want to show warmth, you want to give hope, you want to allow people to smile and laugh. These could be deterrences against war. Communications that can be effective to deter the war are those messages. And this is the big conceptual framework, but this is the foundation, so to say. And now we have to think about creative languages, but these would be the starting keywords. And then you think about nice catchphrases. And yesterday, what I was thinking as I listened to the presentation was, the root causes of war could be failure of education, the failure of culture. We heard about a lack or absence of education or culture, but in this case, education is not only what is taught from above, but it has a broad meaning, like passing on traditional knowledge. Professor Safi of Afghanistan spoke to us, and it also includes transmitting traditional knowledge. The opposite of war is not only peace, it might be education. So the failure of education might lead to absence of sympathy. You cannot respect another person. You cannot believe that another person should be respected as much as yourself. But then, what is culture? It is the real richness of feeling. It is so meaningful to take away properties and rights of others just for your own interest. If you try to eliminate someone you don't like, you should think about how to coexist. There must be dialogue, communication in order to seek a way for coexistence. Humanity or humanism, humanitarian way of thinking. And specifically, you need to be literate. But if you become too literate, if you become too sophisticated in money-making, that's over-stretching. Voluntary understanding and becoming aware on a voluntary basis, to become aware voluntarily what communication and media is appropriate. Of course, text languages can be used, but what is more comprehensible is, and of course you need a printing technology, but posters with photographs and colors, and one poster communicates to a lot of people. Therefore, as long as printing technology is available with a limited amount of resources, it can be communicated to multiple people. Flyers and brochures, this can be transported and can be shown to other people. There are people prone to becoming involved in war, those who are illiterate or where there is lack of culture, lack of education, those who are vulnerable to war are not able to access information on their own. And if they are illiterate, they would not have access to written information, and therefore audio-visual, music or narration will be more appropriate rather than written languages to communicate to more people, including the illiterate people. However, in terms of technology or equipment, not all the people have the means. So we need to enhance the skills of people so that everybody would be able to use these skills and technology. Now, audiovisual related technology cost is going down all over the world, not only for those who want war, but it should become available to all the people who do not want war. And music is a very good tool, a very important tool, because of course, there could be music that could instigate a belligerency, but there are comforting music, and therefore music should be researched further to deter war. And this is one example. I was involved in the creation. This is a newspaper ad where you can color this black and white ad. So on the front page of a newspaper, it says no war, and it is black and white. When USA was about to start the war against Iraq, we hurriedly prepare this black and white ad. It is very expensive. If it is a nationwide paper in Japan, if you want to occupy one whole page, 30 million yen is the cost, 30 million yen. That's how much you need, but an NGO paid that money, so we created this ad. So we tried to think about the phrase as we were asked to create. There is few people who go to peace parade. Despite weekly events, only 5,000 come to the parade. In other cities like Rome, there's 1 million. In Paris, 300,000 come. In the major cities, it's much larger crowd in other countries, but in Japan, only 5,000 would come to participate in a peace parade. So can't we do anything? That was the request. So we prepared this black and white so that people can color. Now, why are we asking people to color themselves? We wanted a colorful ad, but it would cost 60 million yen if it was a full color ad, but we could only pay 30 million for a black and white ad. And then we decided that why don't the readers color themselves? Then it would become a colorful ad. Then a placard could be created so that they would carry that in the peace parade after coloring this advertisement themselves. And normally, when you ask a difficult task, there will be a less reaction. But the result, 10 times more people came. Instead of 5,000, 50,000 Japanese came to the next peace parade, which was an exceptional case, even in this industry. They were asked to color themselves, and they were asked to carry this and come to the peace parade. Please color this, please cut this out, please paste it on a cardboard paper and put it on an umbrella, and you can carry it easily. It's easy for you to carry this. It will be your own unique placard. And we had thought that if they were asked to do all that, and if they would do all that, then they wouldn't want to waste that. So we wanted to trap those people. We deceived those 50,000, and they were deceived, and they actually came to the peace parade. I was rather suspicious how many people would come. We had thought that about 100 persons would come. We came to Hibiya Park in central Tokyo, and then most of the groups were carrying something like that sort of placard on an umbrella with this painting. And if there were not enough newspaper ads, they were creating their own, which was similar to this. They had imitated this. So this was a newspaper which could be created into a simple placard, but on top of that, they imitated and made their original placards and boards. If you come to this event, why don't you come to all other peace parades? Just because of this black and white ad on a newspaper, if you can attract 10 times more, so you stimulate and provoke someone else's creativity. This is so exciting. So what is important in order to think about communication lines? Sympathy and empathy, humor, or being humorous, human courage, charming, sexy. Professor Isezaki always says we have to be sexy to be attractive, or you have to be charming and sexy to appeal to people. And you have to be culturally creative, that you sound that you are appealing to be receptive to all cultures. Now, by word of mouth, we want to spread grassroots media. By word of mouth, that's important. And this is an interesting question or a case. Let's say there is one person who knows one piece of knowledge on day one. Now, day two, this person communicates to a second person. And day three, each of that person communicates to another. And if this continues every day, how many days do you need for all the Japanese people to understand? And there's a typo. In Japan, the population is 170 million. There's a typo on the screen, but how many days do you need for 170 million Japanese to know? Only 28 days. You start with one person on day one. On day 28, the entire Japanese population would have received that communication if everybody spoke to someone else every day. You might be suspicious, but this is the evidence. Day 1, day 28 to 29. So exponentially, double, double, double. This is a kind of pyramid scheme, so to say. And day 28, 134 million persons would have received that information. It's like 1248, it's one digit for 4 days, and on day five it becomes two digit, but after that exponentially it grows. So if you can't pay for newspaper advertisement, you don't have to give up. When your life is at stake, just speak to one person on day one. That's not too difficult. You just speak to one person. It's just you ask for speaking to one person on one day, but if your life is at stake, you might speak to 10 persons on one day. Then everybody would get to know it much quicker. Even if you're not a media king, if the information is needed by everybody, you don't have to worry. You can spread it quickly. Then, what kind of phrases or expressions can you use? Some examples. This wasn't exactly created as a piece advertisement. At the Cannes Film Festival, in the advertising section in Social Issue, this advertisement won a prize.
ものです。
Do you know it's in cigarettes?
違う、失礼。When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. When you wish upon a star, you make your dreams come true.
So babies of fighting nations are playing together. That was excellent, I think.
wanted to bring people together, black and white. The road is long and hard, but I've been to that mountaintop and I still have that dream.
Een bijeenkomst van jonge fascisten op de televisie. Dezelfde woorden, dezelfde tekens. Leert de mens dan nooit van zijn fouten? Toch, lief dagboek, blijf...
We change South Africa the best way possible. Even though we had the right to be angry. But let us not forget that we were in this struggle to kill the idea that one kind of man is superior to another.
Link as humans is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air, and we all cherish our children's future. And we are all mortal.
Het draait allemaal om respect. Ja, respect voor jezelf en respect voor anderen. Simpel toch?
In a tolerant world, these people would never have been killed. We are calling for tolerance, they would not have been killed.
Which is why you take flowers to your mother-in-law.
Upper left torso, possible ruptured spleen, secondary burns to left scapula, possible dislocated shoulder, with additional complications. I think he can probably stand some more.
So doctors are conspiring in tortures. So this is by Amnesty exposing doctors.
If the world consisted of 100 people, 57 would be Asian, 21 would be European, 6 would be North American, 8 would be South American, and 8 would be African. One would be near birth, and one near death. 20 people would own 90% of the world's wealth. And while 40 times more money is spent on cosmetics than on food donations, 15 people would be starving. And because 10 times more money is spent on weapons than on basic education, 16 people wouldn't be able to read. 20 people would have one or more TVs at home. 17 wouldn't even have a home. These 20 people are the first generation that have the means to end poverty with only 0.2% of their wealth. And since you're at home right now watching TV, you might be one of them.
In Japan, we also heard about this story. If this world was a village of 100 persons. And there are two more clips. MSF, Doctors Without Borders, a very good expression, and the 10 largest news that was not reported was announced by MSF. And this is by Amnesty International, calling for the abolition of capital punishment. So, calling for the abolition of a capital punishment in USA because there is a lot of execution.
Gun going off. No, I want people to know. That's why I've come up here. Don't be deceived. It is the most frightening.
This is not from the Cannes Film Festival, but this is the campaign not to forget about poverty. Please look at the message billboard. The mechanism of poverty is not at all known. People do not know about poverty or why there is poverty. And therefore, we have asked celebrities to appeal about poverty. What is the cause of poverty? It's difficult to write a language for that, but 1 in 3 seconds, one child is dying. No food, no water, no hospital. It's all the root cause of poverty. What causes poverty? That is because of the trade rules that prefers the advanced economies, too much debt, and the money, so-called aid, does not reach where it's supposed to go. There are lots of factors combined that causes poverty. This is not a natural phenomenon. This is an anthropogenic crisis. The reason is because the root causes of poverty is made by ourselves, human beings. How can we change the system? It's only because of your interest and your action. What can we do? You have to do 3 things. Number one, change the trade rules that are giving preference to advanced economies. And number two, forgive the debt of the developing economies. And number three, aid money must be transported to where it is really needed. Please wear a white band. Change the world. Eliminate poverty. Many people must become more interested. This is the chance if you have become interested. Poverty has continued for centuries. But now, if we work together, we can change the system. Now, it's now we can change. If you act now, we should be able to change. Yes, we should be able to change. This you might have not seen on the TV too much, but the campaign is still ongoing. Please bear with me a little bit more. Now, weapons and media, you have to handle with care. Weapons and media, you need a civilian control instead of military control. In the case of weapon, if you lose civilian control with the media at once, it's more difficult to control the media even more than the weapons. And if you think about the mechanism of war, because I was talking about the mechanism of poverty, but now there are mechanisms that causes war. Everybody is teaching me War does not happen out of nothing. There is a mechanism that does cause war. There is a seed of war, and there are firefightings. That is possible, but you do not know too much. There are techniques to suppress the fire. So if you collect the money, finance, and send it quickly through the network of collaboration, then you should be able to fight the fire before it erupts into war. And these are some of the useful sites. CMY, a conflict management initiative, CMI, or Peace Direct. These are some of the organizations known in this area. They can provide a donation in order to control and suppress war. We will continue our developmental effort. Thank you for your attention.